It doesn't matter which country you visit, there's conflict. Conflict based on race, religion, ethnicity. Hey, in some places, they even have riots over which football team you support. What's the matter with us? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Wherever you go, there's history between ethnic groups, people of different skin colours, different religious groups, political parties, competing tribes, all struggling for supremacy. And even after the struggle is apparently over, there's inevitably a seething unrest bubbling away below the surface. I travel to a lot of countries each year, and I can tell you, it's true everywhere I go. Now, you and I, we can't solve the world's geopolitical conflicts or even the tensions in our own countries. But I wonder, is there something that you and I can do to bring about peace in our neck of the woods? 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. So all of you should live together in peace. Try to understand each other. Love each other like brothers and sisters. Be kind and humble. Those words were written to a bunch of Christians who, in the first century AD, were undergoing terrible torture and persecution. And God's advice here through Peter the Apostle wasn't to stand up for their rights. It wasn't to fight back. It wasn't to take over and win the argument. God's wisdom was to try to live together in peace. How? By understanding each other. Understanding is always the first step towards peace because it de-escalates the conflict. By loving each other like family. Sure, families argue, but love prevails. By being kind and humble. Kindness is one of the most underrated forces for good on the planet. Humility is a quality that we all admire, but very few aspire to. Listen up. You can bring peace to your home, your neighborhood, your workplace through understanding, love, kindness, and humility. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Hey, God's word is packed full of incredible wisdom that speaks into every situation, into every conflict that we can go through. So let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and head across to the Media Lounge, where you'll find literally thousands of messages on all sorts of different subjects so that you can find exactly the teaching that you need for today. Again, you'll find that Media Lounge at ChristianityWorks.com.